this year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
I want to hear
Happy
some Dr. Doctor,
Fool's Day. Wait a minute. No.
I want to hear some Dr. Doctor. Can we hear some Dr.
Doctor? Doctor, give me the news.
There it is.
Bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
You know, I remember 2 weeks ago, Dr. Batar, when Ty Bollinger called in and crashed Advanced Medicine Monday?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to a different show.
I know. Ty was here even though he wasn't here today. What was that?
Oh, I just got an email from him, too, about 15 minutes ago, and he wanted to talk to me, and I said, I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah,
but I'm not talking to anyone, you guys. I'm boycotting this. I'm going to the other side. I'm going on the vaccine side.
Oh no,
on the pharmaceutical drug side, man.
Oh no, see now, Robert, you have just now created the Darth Vader of the health world. It's
there
all your fault.
Now, don't you be calling up Jenny? Yeah, here he goes. Don't you be calling up Jenny McCarthy and threatening her. She's a nice lady. Anyway, it is Advanced Medicine Monday. I've been telling you all day. I don't know who's. It isn't even April 1st. It's true. So, Dr. Batar, I just got back from.
Have you taken a nap? You need a nap.
I think I need a nap. I'm fired up now, though. I'm really upset. I was actually so excited before we got on the air, too, because we were talking about, I was just in Portland. I spoke at a gastroenterology conference in Oregon at the Naturopath Group. And, you know, there was two sides to this thing. It was really interesting because there's a story here about if you want to be successful, don't become a doctor. Yet, if we had a predominant paradigm of doctoring in America, I would much, quite honestly, have naturopathy than allopathy as a primary mechanism. So this group has really established itself in terms of its bona fides in learning stuff. They're smart folks. But they're licensed, too, in certain states, and they're even allowed to give vaccinations. So there's just some weirdness about that.
Yeah, and I think that's the, you know, wanting to belong to the group that's in charge, kind of like the wannabe factor. And I think there's a problem anytime you indoctrinate a philosophy and say allopathy or osteopathy or naturopathy or, you know, whatever the philosophy is. I think that we need to be less attached to our constraints that bring us together and look at more the commonality of things that should be universally applicable to all aspects.
Yeah, I think so. And the one thing I really admired about the naturopathic curricula is that they invest intentionally, I can say that, in the law of the terrain. They study that it's not the germ. It's not killing the germ. It's not all about that. And that's refreshing because, you know, we have to, when we go out and talk to the medical community, you yourself have done this for years, don't you have to unlearn more than you have to teach them at first?
Well,
kind of get
absolutely.
Them out of the...
Yeah. Absolutely. You almost have to detox their brain from the concepts they've been taught. But here the irony of what you said, though. They get the terrain. They understand that it's not the germ, et cetera, and yet they're vying to vaccinate. They're trying to get their ability to vaccinate.
Yeah, and I don't know, to be honest and to be fair, I don't know that they lobbied for it. I just know that they got equal standing in so many ways. They can prescribe drugs there. I'm thinking, you know, that's sort of the antithesis of it, but that's like, I want to be like them. It's sort of like the battle that the chiropractors had. Yes, they were, the medical side of it was colluding to get rid of them, and they said, no, we want to be licensed like them. And I said, you know, being licensed isn't guaranteeing that you have legitimacy, or is it protecting the public either?
Right, but it's the personification of that licensing. It's the the image that's been painted by the hierarchy that you are not valid unless you're licensed. And if anything, if you're not a licensed provider, then you're something under the you're something that's operating under the porch type of thing. You know, you're second or third class citizen type of thing.
I mean, couldn't perceptions, or of course, perception becomes reality for folks. But I mean, couldn't we legitimately say we can do some form of private licensure that doesn't require the government to sanction one system over another, and we could let people decide what they want to access? I mean, I was on Fox News with Ty this last weekend on Carol Alt's show, and I said, you know, basically, people don't realize how this came to be at this point. It wasn't always like this in history.
Yeah, I think people forget history. The historical perspective is lost upon us, as we've talked about the use of homeopathics during the Civil War. You know, one of the things that I discussed with a researcher just this past week, which I think is interesting, we know about the effects of silver and how beneficial silver is in various forms. In fact, even some of the more potent antiviral, antibacterial pharmaceutical substances now used for burn patients, which was actually developed at my at the Institute of Surgical Research at Brooke Army Medical Center, where I did my general surgery training at Silverdine. You know, these are all things that, when you trace back historically, silver was used. But what we don't remember is that copper was even better antiviral, antibacterial, and that in Egypt, 5,000 years ago, when a person was sick, they would drink water from a copper flask and they would eat food from a copper bowl. The antiviral and antibacterial properties of copper are astounding, and I just learned that just recently. So we're actually going to be doing some work in the field of copper now.
Yeah, in fact, our friends over in Air Natural Immunogenics coming out with a copper hydrosol within, I think they're down to the weeks before they bring it out, because that was what they discovered as well, the perfect complement. You know, there's more antifungal property from copper than silver. And you know, what's interesting at the naturopathic college, they don't even teach silver. It's not, even though it's in the pharmacopoeia, there was a you know, established thing used within medicine for a long time. It's abandoned even on that side of it. So there's a lot of relearning that has to take place because of what happened in the last 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying that there is a copper hydrosol form that's being made now?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it. It's been in R&D for at least 3 years to perfect it to the form of the particle size that they wanted to get to, like they did with the silver. So I'm very excited about that.
Basically.
Now, I've been holding out on you, Dr. Bittar, but, you know, there's got to be a surprise like the opening today from Ty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep it loose and free.
Yeah, that's a little too loose and a little too free.
I know. I know Ty is laughing his butt off listening at home today, so he's probably enjoying it. Say, yeah, so I'm there.
John,
I'm
know
there.
What you got to do on Wednesday now, right?
Yes. Yes, I do know what we need to do on Wednesday. I hear you loud and clear.
Paybacks. Paybacks. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Hey, Dr. Bittar, now, Jenny McCarthy, you actually know and have met, you know, years, we've talked about that, but did you see this story, how she, you know, because she's on TV, she does her show, I think, with The View, and she tweeted out an innocent question. What do you find, you know, is a valuable, let's say, trait in a mate, you know, in a spouse or a loved one? And rather than having, you know, like, I think, honesty or integrity, she got what they call Twitter bombed by people saying, having a spouse that is willing to vaccinate their children. I mean, and she got slammed with this. I was like, oh, my, these people are cultists to do that.
Well, there's an old saying, Robert, that only a dead horse doesn't get kicked. So if you're getting kicked, then you know you're making a difference. And I'm pretty sure that Jenny probably already understands that, so.
Yeah, no, she hasn't. She hasn't backed down on that front. I know she's realized it's taken a hit on her career, although she's never come out and attacked vaccinators. I mean, that's the irony of all of this. When we talk about the things, we try to keep it in the realm of reality. But those folks that live in their parents' basement in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that come out and attack people like Jenny simply for acknowledging what happened to her child and speaking out about it, you know, there's something psychologically or emotionally wrong with those folks.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for people that take the high road, obviously, and I've always felt that people that react in a very exaggerated manner and in a manner that's not appropriately at the, you know, dialed in at the same level as it should be, that usually indicates some type of underlying imbalance in the sense that they know that they're doing something wrong. Meaning you push somebody and instead of pushing you back, they pull out a shotgun and shoot you or try to shoot you. You know that there's and they've got something else going on because that's just not a normal response. And they've got another agenda that's something more suspect than what you would think, you know, they're trying to get me out of the way. There's something more than that. So I look at the response of an individual or a response of an organization or of a society and how the intensity of their response, is it too much for what it should be or is it too high? And if it is too high, then it means that they're guilty of something. There's something that they're trying to hide. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Maybe
I do.
Yeah, well, it's not commensurate with the, like I said, whatever was stated. It's more of an emotional reaction. Of course, occasionally it does get me upset. I'm human, I let it out. But that's normal.
What I'm meaning is, I do this with an employee. If I ask an employee a question, and they become very defensive and very adamant about something, even though I haven't said anything except for asking them just a simple question.
Yeah,
that tells me that they did something wrong and they're sensitive about it. And then I'll ask them, well, I wasn't accusing you of anything, but obviously you're so defensive about this. What are you so defensive about? There's only one reason you would be so defensive about it, and that is if you know you did something wrong. And so I think that's what I was trying to say, and I don't think I said it very well. But maybe you could get Ty to paraphrase it for me. I'm sure you'd be able to put it more eloquently.
We'll see what happens with that. By the way, and a spouse or a mate, I don't embrace a companion who wants to medically experiment upon children with toxin-filled syringes. I don't. I'm just saying. And if you want to yell at me for that, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, though, that they would use that comment. You know, what would you see in a mate as instigator for those type of comments? It doesn't make any sense, really, because I'm sure she tweets about different things. I wonder why that.
Like I said, they're looking for reasons to jump on her and attack her, as they are with anybody who's questioning some of these news reports, like this one we're going to cover in just a little bit about diseases once thought eradicated appear to be reappearing in the U.S. I want to get to the bottom line. Is it valid? Is it real? Have we dropped 1% in vaccine compliance and suddenly everybody's getting measles? What's going on? Dr. Batar is the guy who's going to help us answer it here. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. And if you haven't gotten his internationally best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, get it now. It's linked up in the show notes, and we'll all be together at Autism One in May in Chicago. Looking forward to that. So, compliance? Do you comply? Do I comply? Not with the CDC vaccine schedule, but why?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Having some fun now. Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine Monday, drbittar.com. All the links are up, including the medicalrewind.com. If you ever miss a show, easiest way to catch up on all of the Advanced Medicine Mondays, you go medicalrewind.com. Also streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and, of course, our syndicator, GCN. Now, Dr. Bittar, the big question. What is going on? PBS says, oh, my gosh, diseases once thought eradicated are reappearing. Yet they still admit 90% of the population are vaccinated against measles. Cases are happening in people who are vaccinated against measles. And so I'm scratching my head and going, what's the magic number for this magical, mystical herd immunity?
Well, you know that that's the whole thing is preposterous. I mean, if truly the vaccines were the cause of prevention of these diseases, then after so many years of so many people, 90% plus of the population being vaccinated, incidence of the issue mm-hmm. being relatively unheard of. And now, I think you said 2013 tripled?
Yeah, they said the cases have tripled in 2013. It's like, it isn't like there's been a significant shift. Sure, people that listen to this show, that have read your book, they're going to be questioning. They might be reducing their vaccines. They might eliminate them altogether. But let's be honest, as much as we're growing, we're still hitting a drop of the bucket out there. I'm thinking we're not really impacting that if they're still saying 90% of the American public is getting vaccinated for measles.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is that this earlier vaccination schedule on the first day on the planet, it's reducing the immune response. You know, this is the one thing that everybody really, really needs to understand. And I would not be considered really an anti-vaccine individual. I think that if you want to give a vaccine, the whole premise of giving a vaccine is nothing more than exposing an individual slowly and in a controlled fashion to something that acts as a haptin or as an antigen so that the body's own innate immune system starts to build immunity to it. So it creates antibodies so that the next time the body sees that foreign substance, it's already got a buffer in place, it's already got immunoglobulins in place so it can actually fight more effectively. There's nothing wrong with that concept. That's how the body works. It's when you start taking adjuvants that are supposed to irritate the immune system.
Right.
Then you add things that are destructive to the immune system that are immunosuppressive, like mercury, like thimerosal, like formaldehyde, like aluminum, like nickel, like some of these other components. Then you throw in DNA adducts from other species, such as monkey brain and chicken embryo and dog kidneys and all this other stuff. Then you take human mutated human cell lines, and you start putting them in vaccines to give the diversity to the DNA adducts that are inside the vaccine. And then you put them, pile them all together at one time on an immune system that hasn't even dealt with being able to mount an immune response, i.e. the first day of planet, as well as adding insult to injury. You've got another issue where the body's ability to clear some of these adjuncts is not in, even in place yet. For instance, mercury is eliminated through the alimentary tract, and it can't even eliminate this in the first year of life, because in the first year of life, the alimentary tract is still developing. It's not till the first year is the gastrointestinal system mature enough that it can start to naturally excrete many of these substances. So that's the issue for me. That's the problem for me. But to give somebody if a child has chickenpox, for example,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first person to say to parents, look, don't abstain for your child to go to school from the other child with chickenpox. I mean, let them be exposed to it. They get
exactly.
chickenpox once they're done.
Yeah, and our parents, our ancestors used to know that, and they would, you know, get the kids together. We did that when we found out a kid on the block had it. We made sure our kids were exposed, and we also have natural remedies, homeopathic substances, things that support not only immunity but liver function, the pathways of elimination. These are concepts that naturopaths, you know, if we will, we're talking about that again, the concept of working with nature rather than working to suppress or overwhelm nature with intoxicants like you described, that mess that is in that syringe.
Yeah, it's just not how the body was designed. And so if the goal is really to vaccinate to improve immunity, we are definitely, definitely going about it completely wrong. That anybody who understands the basic premise of how the immune system works knows that what we're doing is categorically wrong. You don't do it in a time when the immune system can't function. You can't say, "Oh, our goal is to improve the immune function," when the immune function is no longer is not even capable yet of developing the antibodies that's necessary.
Yeah, I know.
And then you can't further suppress the immune system with these adjuvants that. When they say that we're trying to improve the immune system by giving it something that's going to suppress the response.
Exactly. It's outrageous would be a word. What else is outrageous? The lack of success within the medical community for a lot of things. I want to ask Dr. Bitar when we come back about that. Why not to become a doctor? Because evidently it's not related to success anymore like we once thought it was. What is that all about?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you've never seen Dr. Rasha Bhattar in person at one of the advanced medicine seminars, it's really, and to say it's inspiring is an understatement. I mean, you know, Rasha, I brag on you a bit, but you grab an audience and you don't let go. And you tug them at the heartstrings everywhere, the intellect, it's all there. And sometimes you'll get into areas like talking about success, and you've done whole seminars on that, and people are inspired, absolutely inspired. And I thought this would be an interesting topic to discuss because there's an article on Natural News about becoming a doctor, and they said if you want to succeed in life, don't become a doctor. Wow. I mean, I think it's shifted. My uncle warned me that this would happen, too. You had some messages, I believe, from your dad as well.
Yeah, actually, one of the things that my dad had said when we were growing up, he encouraged us to get our graduate degrees. You know, he said get a degree in law and medicine and engineering and something. Get your graduate degree, get your doctorate, your PhD, whatever you want to get. And then go into business, because the doctors, the researchers, the lawyers, they never make the big money. They are usually providing services to the people that make big money. So if you want to become wealthy, you know, he came to this country from a third world country to make a better life for his kids, for his family. Mm-hmm. And so he was the typical person that strives to improve his lot in life and his children's lot in life by capturing the American capitalist dream. And so that's what he taught us, you know, get your degree, but then go into business.
Right, right. Well, and in this case, of course, we find a lot of my doctor buddies, you know, later on in their practice going, oh my gosh, I should have had a message like that, because they're now trying to figure out if you think that doctors are equal wealthy, not necessarily the case. The more the government has involved itself in medicine, the more difficult it is just to make a living, much less pay back the loans that in this article they say it's like $185,000. I'm thinking people are coming out, I think you said even undergrad with that kind of debt, much less med school, could be $500,000 or more.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt, that's exactly the numbers. It's the estimate in that study that you sent to me, Robert, has got to be wrong, because I think that's just an undergraduate alone. But medical school, you know, you're looking at a couple hundred thousand minimum, and that's if you're going to a state school.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you come out to maybe you went in for the right reasons, and you suddenly realize that you're dealing with such a bureaucracy, which is, again, was my uncle's message, who was a medical doctor all those years ago. He said, this is where it's going. It's just miserable trying to do what you're trained to do. Well, you have to hire now 10 people just to deal with the paperwork interaction with the government. So it's a bigger picture, but it's an interesting discussion to have, because I know we got a lot of young listeners that may be inspired to go into the healing arts, of which there's not a lot of artistry happening in a lot of modern medicine, but let's just say somebody has a passion, their heart is sending them in that direction. I think we want them to go in with their eyes open.
Yeah, without a doubt, Robert. And I think that if there were people that went in for the right reason, those reasons are always, always diluted as you go through the process. I know that when I went into medicine, there were many people that in my class that wanted to be doctors, but they decided not to because it didn't make sense to them to graduate from college with the debt and then incur another couple hundred thousand dollars in debt when they could actually take a job. These are people that had degrees in, you know, chemistry and in biology and whatever. They could start making 40, 50, 60. Some of these people are making $100,000, $150,000 right out of college. Why not do that as opposed to being paid the lowest? I don't know whether you know this, but an intern, at least back then, was the lowest paid job in the United States when you worked it out by hourly rate. So why take the lowest paying job and take on another 4 years of obligation on top of it? Well, if a person really wants to be a doctor, you'd have to be an idiot or really want to get into the profession to do it. And that's really what it took then. Now it's even worse, because you, not only would you have to truly be committed to the profession to want to help people, when you get in there, they're going to literally beat you into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And any notion of wanting to help people will be drowned because you're just trying to survive.
Right, right. And, you know, I got to hang out with the president of the National College of Natural Medicine, brilliant guy, David, very smart, and he's a businessman. He gets it. He studied intricately. How did modern medicine become a monopoly? What did it do with the school? How did it interact with the business world? And he understands how these things happen. They aren't by accident. It wasn't because modern medicine was the best on the planet that it rose to the top, if you will. There was a lot of Machiavellian activity behind the scenes that led there. And that's something that, if you don't know history, you have no idea. You just assume, well, they rose to the top because they are the best. They learn the most. It's not necessarily
true. That's what
we
taught. That's what we taught. But, you know, You make the playing field uneven. You tie your opponents behind his back. You put a blindfold on them. Then it's not a fair fight. And now you let everybody else believe that it was a fair fight, and that's what became the best. It's absolutely not true. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, we see the evidence of that. There are companies like I've mentioned before, the company that is one of the Fortune 500s or maybe Fortune 100, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
The president of which is a friend of mine now, and, you know, I just spoke at one of his plants, and I thought, it's actually a funny story, and I'll just tell you it because it just is on the top of my mind because I just received an email from him this morning. I got an email message from one of my staff members. My special project manager's assistant sends me an email back in December saying that you've been requested to speak at such and such place. Do you want to do that? Well, I assumed it came from corporate at Parker. I said, fine, go ahead and see if you can, what the availability is. I had some things already scheduled. I went ahead and changed my schedule. And then 4 months later, just last week, I go and speak there. Well, I go and speak at the smaller plant. I don't think I've spoken in front of such a small group in probably a decade, but I go there and it's two groups of people and really, really a great experience. But then I come to find out that it was two people at that local plant that had taken the initiative upon themselves, a young lady by the name of Katie and another one by the name of Jennifer, that took it upon themselves to reach out to me because I was one of the preferred providers for the company and took it upon themselves that they have a passion for health, they have a passion for wellness, they have a passion for what their company's trying to do to help their employees. And so they initiated this entire thing on their own. I would have never gone there had I not thought that it was something initiated from the top, because I thought Don had passed it on to his right-hand man to go ahead and get done. And, mm-hmm. One of my staff members telling me, so I just made that assumption. I didn't know that it had nothing to do with corporate. Well, I sent a message back telling him that, look, you got two great girls that, set this thing up, and I thought it went well.
Yes.
I get feedback from these two young ladies saying that what they did for the employees, how many people have stopped them in the hallways. They had gotten a couple of copies of the book for their library to, for people to borrow, to read, and they said that they've got so many people that are wanting to borrow the book. They want so many people that have bought the book. We've got, patients or people from there that want to become patients. And they just said, you have no idea how much of an impact you had by being there. And it made me realize that the loyalty that those people feel for the company, because that came through strong, very strongly, that they have a true loyalty to their leader because they know that their leader, Don, truly cares about his employees for having instituted some of these things, resources for his own people. It not only improves the health and wellness of his employees, which is, of course, a good thing that any leader would want, but he also understands that it increases productivity, it increases retention, it increases loyalty, it increases performance at work. And that energy, it just builds upon itself. It's like a domino effect. The people realize I'm working for a company that truly does care about me. It gives them more incentive. It gives them more ambition. It drives them. And it's a win-win-win for all parties. And
so I got to ask you, it seems obvious in one sense, but it's worth asking this way. What's the takeaway message for someone who is a businessman? Because a lot of folks look at businessmen, they're greedy, it's just all about the bottom line.
This is the problem with our society right now. If it wasn't for business, we wouldn't be where we are as a nation. And because the businesses have been hurt so much by all the bread and butter businesses that have been hurt, by all the things that, I don't want to get into our normal minutiae that we talk about, all the things that the government does, but because businesses have been hurt, that's the reason the economy has been stifled, because of the businesses being hurt. Robert, I'll just back up for a second. All the corporate bailouts that took place, if that same money had been spent to distribute evenly and equitably among the American population, all the citizens of the U.S., right, the population of the U.S., I think the number was something like $460,000 in the pocket of every American. You talk about a stimulus.
Oh, gee,
for business. Can you imagine what that would do? How many people would start their own businesses with that?
But then when you look at that number, then you have to acknowledge that the intention was never to help the people or make the business community or let's say the terrain for business better.
That's exactly right. And the takeaway message for businesses is that when you take care of your people, the motivation for business is to earn more money. If you take care of your people are your most prized asset. It's not the product or the technology or the service that you provide. It's your people. And if you can take care of your people, then you will be successful. No matter what happens in whatever kind of economy, you will be successful because your asset is your people. Your asset is not your technology. Your asset is not your products. Your asset is not your services. This is a message that I think would be the take-home message. And whatever goes out there, we know what happens with karma. I tell Don all the time. I tease him, and I tell him that he's already bought his way to heaven. But karma, from a karmic standpoint, you know, it's impacting so many people's lives in such a beneficial way. And those people will always think about you in a positive way. And that you and I've talked about before is nothing different than a prayer, an intention. Because
right.
when they think of you, they're you know, that from a karmic standpoint, every business should want to do this just from that standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, it's not guaranteeing access to mercury-containing vaccines for all your employees. What you're talking about is somewhat to be significantly different in that we can't have employees that could help us to grow a business if they're toxic and sick and polluted. You know that. So the paradigm of health is not what the government is promoting. It's like, we want health care for all. What kind of health care is it? Oh, it's vaccinate, it's radiate, it's surgically remove things. But that's not healthcare. It's redefined. They've altered the definition. People don't even know what it means anymore.
You're absolutely right. And it's up to us, which is what we're doing, to help define that. And,
yes.
you know, every opportunity that I get now, I used to say, well, this group isn't large enough for me to speak at, or I'm too busy for this. But in the last couple of years, I've told my staff that if it has the potential of making a difference in one person's life, it is our obligation to
right.
take the time to do it.
Yep, healing is your birthright. Tap into it each week here on Outside the Box. No, it's not Outside the Box. It's the Medical Rewind. It's Sports Medicine Monday.
I just want to let the public know that this will be my last show in Medical Rewind.
No, Dr. Vitar. Blame Ty. No, don't. We'll be back to wrap up Advanced Medicine after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Put it up at the same time, Advanced Medicine Monday. Do we say it's all downhill from here, Dr. Vitar? What do we say at this point?
All downhill from here? What do you mean, at this last segment of the show?
Like, well, do we reach the pinnacle on Monday, and then when we get to tie, what happens or anything?
Oh, now you're just trying to incite a war here. But see, Robert, I don't see... There's no competition. I mean, for me to actually engage with Ty would have to acknowledge that Ty is actually an opponent, and there's just no competition. I mean, why would I want to be, as an adult, pick on a child that's still in diapers? That would not be responsible for me.
We have officially kicked the week into high gear now.
Wow.
Yeah, that was classic. Very good.
I just got a message from Ty while I'm on the air over here.
Yes.
And it says, goo goo gaga. So, like, you know, sucking his thumb right now. And says about he heard, says, I heard my music on your show today. And goo goo gaga, something like that, yeah.
Oh,
he's
my,
about
oh,
something.
Oh, my, oh, my. Well, hopefully we can all get together and settle it, maybe in
here,
Asheville.
Let me tell you something. This is something that I do need to mention, and it's actually foolish of me to doing this.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody starts to give you crap. I think I can say that, right?
Yes,
somebody
you can.
Starts giving
yes.
you crap on, and especially when I'm like teasing some of my patients. I have that, you know, relationships with some of my patients, and I'm about to give them an injection. They're like, you know, saying something to me. I tell them, I remind them, look, I've got a needle, a sharp object.
Right.
So it would probably behoove you not to goof on me right now while I'm about to inject you. So I should actually remember what Ty does for me, and actually remember that I should not be doing that. Otherwise, he may make a mistake on.
Oh, yeah, like the next edition of Cancer Step Outside the Box when he talks about Dr. Batar.
Or, you know, anything else. That's some of the other things that Ty does for us, though.
So. Yeah, it's true. No. We love Ty. Listen, it's fun. It's a whole lot of fun. And I think now, before we get to that Wednesday show, when he really will
that, Don,
be with
did you
us.
Notice that Robert's kind of starting to panic and he's backpedaling now because he's trying to
Yeah,
crap.
Very nervous.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I don't like it.
I
don't like being caught in the middle of this. This is very nerve-wracking for me.
Can't we all just get along?
I know. Why can't we get along? Hey, question of the day came in from Lynn. And this is weird. I say it's weird because I didn't know that they prescribe oxycodone for breathing. Do you see this one?
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, they don't normally prescribe oxycodone for breathing. Actually, I think that's some misinformation on her part. In fact, if anything, narcotics will decrease the respiratory drive, so they wouldn't do that. They're giving her oxycodone more as a relaxer slash pain analgesic component, because she's, from the email at least, it says she's got a stage one lung cancer diagnosis, so she's probably having pain when she's taking deep breath in. It's a pleuritic type pain, so they give her oxycodone for that. And when you numb the pain from the deep inspirations, that allows you to theoretically expand your lungs more. But they're not giving it to her for breathing. They're giving it to her actually to control the pain, because when she breathes, it hurts.
Gotcha. And then she says later she's got large lymph nodes. She had a CT scan. I mean, the thing is, I hope they don't, like, cut her and take out her lymph nodes, recognizing that that's the pathway out for the bad stuff. You know, I just don't know what kind of care she's under.
Yeah, it's something that, from a solution standpoint, to help her to alleviate the symptom that she's having, that's actually a relatively easy thing to do, and that's a procedure that we do in the office, which we've talked about on the air before,
right?
IRRs, and if she can get to a doctor that can do the infrarespiratory reflex injections, it's an extremely effective, quick onset. You know, we're talking 30 to 45 seconds, and extremely reproducible therapy that's been published in the American Journal of Family Practice back in the, I think, 1980s, and developed by Dr. Filbert. And there are a number of doctors that do that treatment, so I would encourage her to find somebody that can do that treatment.
Yeah, pretty profound as well. I was just thinking in terms of, you know, the lung tissue itself, nebulizing some silver or some copper from the hydrosol colloidal perspective into the tissue there to reduce inflammation or address if there is a microbial burden as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm certain that there is some type of a microbial burden, but it's not the cause of her pain.
Right.
That's
right.
More of a pleuritic scarring, you know, constriction due to a mass effect and or sclerotic changes that are occurring. So either chronic or acute, I'm sure probably both in her case. If you've got cancer, then there's aspects there that are chronic, and of course, it's a positive feedback type situation where the restriction due to pain of deep inspiration will not cause further constriction to occur, and so it just gets worse and worse.
Right. Well, listen, we do have a show on Tuesday, but definitely tune in Wednesday to find out what Dr. Batar does to get back at Ty Bollinger on Outside the Box Wednesday. That's going to be interesting. But what an exciting and wonderful Advanced Medicine Monday this has been, Dr. Batar.
Well, I wonder whether people could actually see what Ty's sending me on Skype. I'm just trying to figure out, where does he get these images to actually send on Skype?
Oh, no. Well, listen, I hope the images relate this, the God's honest truth. Go to medicalrewind.com, and remember, the power to heal is yours.
Scott Belzo.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.